Greetings to you here on this final Monday of My Soul Waits, chapter 31. Today will be a short devotion as I send you on your way to, again, engage deeply in God's Word and let it form you as you are shaped for life and joy and peace and hope with our God. Chapter 31. So now I can't keep it to myself. So now I can't keep it to myself. I hope you feel that way after studying the Psalms. And this comes from Psalm chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord, my God, are the wonders that you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteous in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. And let me say that last line again. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Throughout the Psalms, you have been praying, writing, listening, discerning, wrestling, being shaped and being formed by God. And a gift and a goal of that time of deepening faith, deepening spirit, asking meaningful questions, is to then be able to engage with those around you and to share a little bit more. You see, the church has always been created to be a deployed church. It was never meant to be kept for itself. And certainly throughout the generations, the eons, God's word has been unfolding in the hearts and minds and souls of humanity for a long time. And for that, we're so grateful. And many of us stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before us, who led us into this faith journey, who discipled us to be followers of Jesus. And the Psalms are some of the most profound, life-giving, shaping scriptures that we have. Marva closes her final chapter by saying, "Once we grasp the immensity of the righteousness and steadfast love and faithfulness and salvation of our God, it is impossible for us to keep silent about those things. We can't hide them. They must spring forth and become apparent to those around us." Yes, we cannot hide God's righteousness and steadfast love and faithfulness and the salvation that is there. They must spring forth and become apparent to those around us. This has been Marva's prayer for us throughout this book. Not only has she wanted to bring God's comfort into our particular life situations against whatever sadness or grief or loneliness has oppressed us, but beyond that, her deeper goal is that the comfort of the Psalms would be passed on through you to others. Many around you suffer from the same kinds of loneliness or sorrow that you are experiencing. If God has here used the Psalms to touch you with peace and healing, then let Marva encourage us to proclaim in the great assembly what God has done. God's wonders are, after all, too many to recount. And she closes the chapter by saying, if we all get started now telling about God's wonderful works to others, we won't be finished by the time we get to heaven. And there will be a time to perfectly praise him. Even as there we will perfectly know God's comfort and hope and peace. Then we will proclaim and dwell in God's truth and faithfulness and righteousness and salvation and steadfast love into all eternity. There in joy we will never be lonely again. And the Lord himself will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. Well, I don't know about you, but I truly believe that to be true. The eschatological banquet, as we talked about early in this journey, that God shares in the book of Isaiah, that there will be a feast of rich foods and well-aged wine strained clear. And God will gather up the nations, all peoples, and God will wipe all tears from all eyes. We will live eternally with God. And if that's the vision of the promised future, what if we engaged God's word in our lives in such a way where we lived it now? Why wait? Let's get on with it. Let's bring a taste of heaven to earth. Through the poets, through the psalmist, through David and so many others, we've been shaped and formed for a life like that. And so look back this week, as this is our last session of this book. Look back on some of your journal notes. Pull out some of the quotes or thoughts or deeply meaningful expressions that you had, and put those to use. Don't put down this book or this podcast and walk away and say, well, that was nice for that 31-session series. But rather, again, let it lead you into what is next. God is always speaking. I'm confident of that. God hears, yes, our prayers, our cries, our laments. And God also hears our rejoicing, our gratitude, our thankfulness. And so blessings to each and every one of you as you continue to read the Psalms and the rest of the Scripture, and as you go outside of your home with that message of peace and hope for all people, for all nations, all places, all times. And remember, God is with us. God is with us. God certainly is with us. Be safe and be well. And I'll join you on some other podcasts coming up here in the weeks to come. Peace and hope.